Good morning. It's Monday, December 1st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a political storm is brewing in Washington. Lawmakers from both parties are demanding answers over reports that a U.S. commander ordered a second strike on a Venezuelan boat to kill everybody on board. The Washington Post says the instruction came from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after a September 2nd operation targeting suspected drug traffickers. Hegseth denies the account as fake news, and President Trump says he trusts him completely. More than 80 people have died in the recent anti-narcotic strikes in Caribbean waters. Democrats warn that attacking survivors could amount to a war crime, while Republicans insist Congress needs clarity. Oversight hearings are expected as pressure grows on the Pentagon. Another news. A national debate over immigration deepened this weekend. President Trump says the pause on U.S. asylum decisions will last a long time following the fatal shooting of a National Guard member near the White House. The suspect, Afghan national Ramanullah Lakhanwal, entered the U.S. through a 2021 resettlement program and was granted asylum earlier this year. Trump argues the case exposes failures in vetting, blaming the previous administration for what he called no good entrance. Homeland Security says the pause applies to nationals from 19 countries already facing travel restrictions. With one guardsman dead and another critically injured, the administration is preparing for what could become a long legal and political fight. Around the world, diplomatic efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war entered a new phase this weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described talks in Florida with Ukraine's delegation as very productive, though he emphasized that more work needs to be done. Ukraine's new chief negotiator, Rustem Umerov, attended alongside Trump envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Witkoff is set to travel to Moscow next week for further discussions on the evolving U.S. peace proposal. The talks follow the leak of a 28-point plan that alarmed Kyiv and European allies for appearing to tilt toward Russia. President Zelensky said, "Maintaining Ukraine's sovereignty must remain central as negotiations continue." Another news. Sri Lanka is confronting its worst natural disaster in 20 years. Officials say the death toll from floods and landslides triggered by Cyclone Dittwa has risen sharply to 334, with nearly 400 people still missing. Record rainfall has damaged central regions where access was cut off for days by mudslides and collapsed roads. More than 1.3 million residents have been affected, prompting President Anura Kumara Dissanayake to declare a state of emergency. Rescue teams, including Indian Air Support, are evacuating stranded families as water levels slowly recede. The president vowed to rebuild with international aid, calling the destruction the most severe since the 2004 tsunami. Another news. Tensions escalated again in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Red Crescent says 10 Palestinians were wounded during clashes with Israeli settlers in the Kala'il Alus area south of Bethlehem. The injuries included one person shot with live ammunition and others beaten. Israeli forces say they responded to reports of a violent confrontation involving stone throwing and gunfire. Troops declare the area a closed military zone and used crowd control methods to disperse the groups. Violence in the West Bank has surged since the Gaza conflict reignited last year, with more than 1,000 Palestinians and dozens of Israelis killed. Officials warn the latest clashes risk inflaming an already volatile landscape. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.